Stop talking and start doing. Do what you intend to do. Throughout your life, you have meant to do a lot of things. You might have intended to go into a particular line of work, live in a specific area, or become involved in certain hobbies and activities. But everyday life just kind of intervened and prevented you from doing what you'd always thought you would do. And here you are, still wishing you can accomplish some of the goals and desires you established a long time ago. Some of the activities you want to do might even come up in conversation from time to time. You start out by saying, "One of the things I've always wanted to do is," or, "I always thought I would." So, how can you stop talking and start doing what you intend to do? What does it take to follow through with your intentions? These action strategies can help inspire you to begin fulfilling your life's dreams. Number one, pick your top three desires at the current time. Limiting the goals you plan to work on will help you succeed. Select those that are the most important to you. Number two, stay focused on those three goals and don't allow anything to get in the way of accomplishing them. When you focus, you'll keep those goals on your mind every single day. You might say you'll eat, sleep, and drink with those few goals. Number three, break each goal up into chunks. Divide it up into smaller mini goals and enjoy one success after another as you attain these smaller goals and get closer to achieving your end goal. Breaking up each goal into doable chunks will galvanize you to get started working toward the goal one bit at a time. For example, if one of your goals is to travel to Japan, what is every aspect of your trip you must plan for? Your mini goals might include setting a date, gathering finances, deciding where you'll go, and what you want to do when you get there. Number four, vow to do something that moves you closer toward each of your three goals every single day. For example, rather than spend 2 hours in the evening surfing the web on your tablet, spend one of those hours working towards one of your mini goals. Number five, show flexibility. If focusing on three of your desires at once is too difficult for you to work toward, then choose just one at a time and work on it until you accomplish the goal. Also, be willing to switch from moving one goal ahead to working on another if you get stuck. Number six, change your language. Rather than continuing to state you always wanted to do something, state what you've recently done to work toward accomplishing your goal. Use your discussions and language to remind yourself and others of what your intentions are. Now your talk and your actions are both consistent with attaining your goal. For example, if you've always wanted to learn Tai Chi, tell what you've done to check into it. I called the Y the other day and found out when the Tai Chi classes start and how much it costs. What a thrill it will be when your next conversation includes, "At my Tai Chi class the other day." Won't it be wonderful when you start avidly focusing on your desires and actively working to achieve your goals? You have, right now, within your reach, the power to stop talking and start doing whatever necessary to translate your intentions into actions. You can live the life you've yearned to live and achieve your dreams. Begin today. Do what you intend to do. I am Dr. Hassan, board-certified physiatrist and independent practice owner. I help physiatrists start and grow their own independent practice so that they can achieve financial independence and live without limits. Please go to businessofrehab.com/guide to pick up the free guide to help you determine the best business entity for your new independent physiatry practice.